group following the victory by Congressman Harold Washington in Tuesday's Democratic primary. Representative Washington is now in the newsroom of our Chicago station, WBBM-TV. Good morning, Mr. Washington.
Good morning, Bill. How are you?
You never get tired of seeing those victory scenes, do
you?
No.
Oh, they make you... That's what it's all about, really.
Let me ask the hard question first. As many people as were cheering you last night or the night before, as many others are checking the title to their property because of the issue of race. They're a little afraid of a change in the status quo. What would you tell, in these early days of the campaign for the general, the white resident of Chicago?
Well, my remarks will be addressed to the entire people of the city of Chicago. There's no reason to fear. Other cities have gone through this and have thrived mightily. I was born and raised in Chicago. I know its problem. I know its communities. I know its people. I've addressed my remarks and my entire political career to the solution of those problems. The only thing people have the fear is that their government will not be stable. It hasn't been stable. We intend to do something about that.
Well, there is a hint in some of your remarks that you're going to do away with patronage. Of course, in Chicago, that means that a patronage machine makes the city work. That could cause a lot of fear, too.
I doubt it very much. As I campaigned, I was made more aware than ever before that people are sick and tired of the patronage machine. In essence, what it means simply is this, that people who do a day's work for a day's pay have grafted onto them the responsibility of doing political work, whether they want it or not. And I think people are tired of it. Now, that does not mean we're going to fire people. That's not true at all. All we're going to do is take the yoke off of their backs and make it clear that if you do a day's work for a day's pay, you have nothing to fear from the leadership of this city, and that anyone who does comply with the law and to that respect can go on about their business. And they won't have any responsibilities legally or politically to me or anyone else.
Is the police superintendent going to be the first big change you make, and what will be the next big change that we will see in Chicago?
You know, that was the only change we have pinpointed. That will be an orderly transition. That will not be a total dissolution of all people in city government. We have no intention of doing that. We plan to bring people stable city government for the first time in a long time, and you can't do that by willy-nilly firing everyone. We don't intend to do that. Obviously, on a policy level, we'll have to put people in those positions who understand what our philosophy of municipal government is and who are prepared to not only do it, but do it efficiently. But the broader bureaucracy will be left intact because obviously and clearly one has to have that bureaucracy to carry on government.
What's the lesson here for black communities around the country that they can really extract from your victory?
The lesson is clear that we have to be an integral part of the total mainstream of political activity in this country, from national president on down to local alderman. And unless you do that, you have no role to play in government, which actually controls our lives. This is not unique. You've just mentioned several cities which you have black mayors. They've thrived. They've continued to grow. Many of them have expanded their economic base. I would say that Atlanta is sort of a pearl of the Antilles. So that the lesson is that every citizen, black, white, Hispanic, and otherwise, has a responsibility to involve themselves in the utmost in the activities of their government.
Harold Washington, congratulations again. We talk as though you've already been elected. That's the way they do it in Chicago with a Democratic candidate, of course. But you still have a general to run, and you're going to be out campaigning today.
That's correct.
Thank you very much for getting up early. Good luck.
Thank you.